Good day. You're tuned in to Financial Services Online, and this is your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, coming to you with the hottest insurance news from right here in Australia. First, we dive into the world of politics and businesses, where opposition leader Peter Dutton's strategy of breaking up major insurers to lower premiums has been challenged by insurance brokers. The critics believe the root cause of high premiums isn't market monopoly, but a lack of adequate disaster preparedness. Echoes of this sentiment can be heard loud and clear from industry heavyweights like InsurTech leader Scott Norton and respected broker Patera Tanivasa, advocating for better flood defenses and fire breaks. Adding to the chorus, Stacey Finnegan from RepX took the conversation local, emphasizing the crucial role that governments at the municipal level need to play in mitigating insurance claims through enhanced building standards. Meanwhile, Tasmanian broker Greg Luer urged a focus on real economic issues, pointing towards the banking sector income as more substantial than insurance. As the debate rages, one thing is clear: a broad brush approach is needed, encompassing aspects such as taxes and disaster readiness. Speaking of disaster readiness, the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, isn't sitting idle. In a move towards proactive disaster management, they've proposed a hefty $30.15 billion flood defense fund as part of their election agenda. The ICA intends to pool resources with the federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victorian governments, investing over a decade in aspects such as infrastructural advancements, property reinforcement, and buyback schemes to combat Australia's most costly natural calamity, floods. If successful, we could see a significant reduction in insurance premiums in high-risk areas, and better yet, a fortified community resilience against the destructive power of floods. On a different note, the ever-rising living costs and looming health insurance premium hikes have Australians questioning whether private health insurance is worth the hit to their wallets. Here's a shocking find from the recent survey by Finder. Around 16% of Australians plan not to renew their private health insurance this year, with 22% already going uncovered. Worst hit are our younger generations, where up to 25% of Generation Z and 20% of Generation Y plan to cancel their policies by the end of this year. Experts advise exploring options such as adjusting coverage and prepaying premiums to manage cost impacts. But it's essential to remember one thing: dropping private health insurance might save us some dollars today, but tomorrow, it could lead to higher out-of-pocket expenses, longer waits, and limited access to essential health services. Finally, let's shine a spotlight on the future of insurance at the much-awaited Insurance News Outlook 2025 conference, scheduled for March 12th in Sydney. Distinguished participants will dissect everything from emerging risks and technology advancements to future of brokerages. This event promises to be a powerhouse of knowledge exchange, fueled by brains like InsurTech Australia CEO Simone Dossiter and Coalition GM Sam Weaver. The conversation certainly will be exciting as industry leaders tackle regulatory priorities, transparency, and pressing challenges. That wraps up this week's stories. For more insights, suggestions, or to explore personal and business insurance solutions, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, signing off from this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Stay informed, stay safe.